98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here, and happy Thanksgiving to all with our Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Thursday morning, Danielle from St. Joe Today joins us here on the Coast Social Network. Today would be no different, but of course we got the chance to talk ahead of today because I hope, Danielle, you're enjoying Thanksgiving somewhere with your family and not with me, right? Because there's plenty going on, though, over this holiday today and beyond, and especially with the countdown to New Year. We've talked about that in the past, but remind folks what the St. Joe Today countdown to New Year is all about.
Definitely, Zach. So this kicked off on November 19th. So this is Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants are helping us host a countdown to New Year, which is a daily giveaway event that runs through the month of December. So shoppers earn one entry per $25, a one-time or cumulative purchase at a St. Joe Today member business. You can find those members online at stjoeday.com/countdown. We've got them broken down into different categories for you. But qualifying purchases must be made between November 19th and 17th. You turn those receipts for purchases into the St. Joe Today staff at the Welcome Center by December 17th, and you are entered to win some awesome gift prizes. So you get about a $50 gift card from different locations all around Southwest Michigan, and it's just a great way to support local businesses and shop local this holiday season.
That sounds pretty awesome, and there are, of course, lots of details at stjoetoday.com. And there's lots more ways to celebrate small businesses in Southwest Michigan. This Saturday is part of Small Business Saturday. How do folks do that?
Definitely. So local businesses are excited to host and welcome the community into their stores to find unique, one-of-a-kind merchandise. Small Business Saturday is this Saturday, November 27th, all day long throughout Southwest Michigan, and it really just promotes shopping small to support your neighbors, not only year-round, but especially during the holiday season, support those neighbors, family, friends, and then, of course, it helps the local economy.
Yeah, it is truly one of the best ways to make sure that, you know, the conversation around the dinner table, that when you hear of a store that is closing, going out of business, that sad feeling that people seem to have when that happens because folks aren't patronizing it. Well, we need to make sure that we are patronizing those stores, doing whatever we can to keep those places in business. Small Business Saturday is one of those ways in which we can do so, but hopefully we can make every day a Small Business Saturday for those small businesses. Let's talk about the Box Factory for the Arts and their Makers Market this Saturday. What's going on there?
Yeah, so one way they're celebrating Small Business Saturday is the Box Factory for the Arts is actually hosting a Makers Market. So it not only supports their business, but also local artisans. So you can catch that market from 10 to 6, and it's going to feature some awesome handcrafted gifts and goods in a variety of mediums. And there's a $5 suggested donation, which of course goes right back into creating the Box Factory.
Fantastic. Perennial Accents is also going to be open this Saturday until 8 o'clock for Small Business Saturday. What can shoppers find there?
Yeah, they're hosting not only extended hours, but shoppers can enjoy a gift with purchase. And then, of course, Chef Kelly is going to be in the kitchen preparing some tasty bites for you all afternoon. And there's complimentary gift wrapping. So if you know of anybody that does not love gift wrapping the holiday season, Perennial Accents definitely has your back. So you can not only find great gifts for people there, they'll also wrap it and it'll be beautiful. You can put it under the tree and kind of, it's almost like an art display, Zach, if you put it out early.
Yeah, everything that's at Perennial Accents seems to be an art display if you've been inside that store. And then next Saturday, December 4th, during the Fannie Mae Memorial Rain Dog Parade, Forte Coffee has a chance host the Humane Society for an adoption event. Tell us about this.
Definitely. So we are peeking forward to next weekend already. It is going to bring the Fannie Mae Memorial Rain Dog Parade on Saturday, December 4th. And Forte Coffee is hosting the Humane Society for an adoption event outside of Forte from 3 to 5. So all day long, Forte is going to be accepting cat and dog food donations for the Humane Society inside the store. And those who donate will actually receive a $5 gift card from Forte.
Yes, please don't donate your dog.
Nope, cat and dog food only.
That's I'm glad we got that cleared up. And also, please make sure that folks mark their calendars for plenty of other St. Joe Today events that are coming up in the future. What can folks expect, Danielle?
Definitely. Also next weekend, we've got our Window Wonderland that's happening Friday, December 3rd from 7 to 8:30 here in downtown. It's a holiday window decorating competition right immediately following after Light Up the Bluff. Of course, the Fannie Mae Memorial Rain Dog Parade is next Saturday, December 4th at 3. And then the Santa Series, which is happening all month long through December. That's going to be Santa's House, Letters with Santa, and then our Story Time with Mrs. Claus.
Fantastic. And as always, there are plenty of ways in which folks can get in touch with St. Joe today, both in person and digitally. How can they do so?
Definitely. You can always visit us online at stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Danielle joins us from St. Joe Today every Thursday here on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.